Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Forking Around Town podcast. It's a pleasure, as always, to chat with everybody about everything going on as far as food, wine, and events in Tampa Bay and beyond. So I wanted to share with you guys just a little bit of a recap of some of the things that I've been up to lately. So as I mentioned on my podcast last week, I was heading out to see Madonna in concert. So I wanted to kind of share the experience with you guys and give you all the fun and interesting details. So this was my first time seeing her since 2006. Really wasn't sure what to expect. Whenever I go to any type of concert or event, I don't really listen to what people say about it that much. I don't let it sway my opinion. I always like to go in, really watch it for myself, and then see how I feel about it. So I was a little nervous just because I've seen Madonna perform so many times and have been completely blown away. Definitely in my life, she is one of the top five performers I have ever seen live. And I have been to a lot of concerts, especially being born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area. I've been very blessed to see just a ton of musical legends. And going back a little bit, I saw her in 1990 for her Blonde Ambition tour. And to this day, probably the best concert I've ever been to. It really left an impression on me. And I was only 15 years old at the time, but it just was so impressive. Everything that she did, I think it really changed a way and influenced actually a lot of, you know, today's performers. So a lot of people were complaining about her coming on late and the temperature inside the arena. You know, she has her rule that it has to be set at about 80 to 85 degrees. And yes, that is true. But I'll tell you what, I did not really feel that it was that big of a deal. You know, I made sure to dress sensibly. I didn't go wearing like big, heavy clothing. I just wore kind of like a tank top and shorts, and it was fantastic. I never once felt like I was overheated. As with any concert performer, they're always going to have their merchandise. I stayed clear from that. I'm not going to waste my money on that sort of thing. But it was kind of neat to see how she kind of brought back some of her classic memorabilia from past tours, and all the different merch that she had was really cool. But I stayed away from that because I just think it's just too much to spend. But coming down to the actual start time, the tickets say 8:30, and this has been the big argument. She does come on, at least in Tampa, she started at 10:30. I've been hearing that all throughout this entire tour. I know she's actually been sued by a few different people in Brooklyn because of the time that she came on. I think at that particular show, it was like a little bit after 11, which that I kind of understand. I already knew what to expect, and honestly, so did everybody else. Everybody knew she wouldn't be starting until about 10:30, so the place was packed, but everyone was out enjoying themselves, having drinks, enjoying the time before the concert, and most people made their way to their seats just around 10 o'clock p.m., and that's exactly what I did. And within 15, 20 minutes, the lights went out. She had her brief little opening performer come out, and then she was on stage by about 10:35. The show itself was definitely memorable. She kind of went on a journey of her career from where she started to where she is now. So it was really great to see some of those songs that I remember. You know, when I first heard Madonna was in 1983, and I was 8 years old, and it was the song Holiday, and I still remember it. I used to always spend the weekends driving around with my mom, you know, going shopping with her, and we always had this one radio station that, you know, played like top 40 hits. And I remember hearing that song, and it was really popular during the summer of 1983 and then going into 1984 when she, you know, she released Like a Virgin and really kind of surged in popularity. So a lot of her songs brought back memories for me. And I have seen her, as I mentioned, several times. First time I did see her was in 1987. And I saw every tour she ever did up to 2006. And then I did take a little bit of a break just because living in Tampa, she hasn't been up here since 1985. And all of her past tours have been down in Miami. And as a single mom, it's just very difficult to kind of coordinate that with everything else going on in life. So started out, her opening act, or her, sorry, her opening song was Spectacular, came off of her Ray of Light album from 1998 called Nothing Really Matters, kind of set the tone for the night. And then she went on to go ahead and showcase the different decades and what she was kind of going through or what was like symbolized during those periods of time. The concert was phenomenal. I was really impressed with how she kept her energy up. And I know she's had hip surgery and she's had, I think, knee surgery. No, she had a hip replacement. She had knee surgery. She kept it going. And that is my goal, is that when I am 65 years old, I want to be as active as she is. Now, the only part of the concert that I wasn't like a huge fan of was when she kind of did her whole segment on her like erotica album and sex book, just because, you know, I'm not like a super prudish type of a person, but I just think that, you know, there's kind of a time and a place. And at that age, some of the stuff, it just didn't really work for me. I thought to myself, like, why are you doing this? It was kind of weird, but that's Madonna. You have to respect her talent and what she wants to do. She doesn't give a shit what anyone thinks. She's going to go ahead and do it. So that was really the only little section of the show that I wasn't overly impressed with. But other than that, everything was great. I do think the closing of the show could have been a little bit better. She ended it with a song called Bitch, I'm Madonna, which, not one of my favorites. And it just was kind of a weird ending to me. I thought it would have, she needed an ending similar to her beginning where everyone was like, wow, and just got you kind of standing up and just wanting more. But her show ended and I knew it was over just because I've been following a lot of the threads on social media about the concert and I knew it was over. But other than that, I would probably give it an 8 out of a 10. Now, I know her tour is winding down. She's got a few more dates in Miami and then she's headed down to Brazil for a free concert in Rio, which is going to be the biggest crowd she's ever performed to in the history of her career. So definitely was an experience. So the other thing I wanted to kind of touch on a little bit with you guys is, and this is just such a fun topic because it's something I'm going through right now, and it's the whole returning to the office after working from home for so long. As I'm working from home at times, I listen to the news a lot, and it's really been a hot topic lately. A lot of my friends, I have to say, work from home. They're either self-employed, they work in the social media world, they work in restaurants, so they have non-conventional hours. Not a lot of my friends have those 9-to-5 corporate jobs. Now, for me, I have not worked in an office setting since 2013. That's the last time. After I left that, I was in, you know, working for a restaurant company for just under 10 years. And then I kind of was doing a lot of marketing stuff and freelance. Obviously, COVID came. And then my current job that I have now started off as being a remote position. So my corporate office is here in Tampa. My boss is actually in a different state. A lot of people on my team are all scattered throughout the country. But our particular CEO made the decision after just, you know, they had some structural changes and things like that going on. Our office space had been leased out to another company. And so they decided to get that space back and they made it mandatory that anyone living in the Tampa Bay area within driving distance would have to report to the office 2 days a week. Now, of course, you know, a lot of people are up in arms about it. Like, I'm not going to the office and I don't want to do this. And honestly, for me, I've been thrilled with it. It's not too far from my house. It's only about a 6-mile drive. And, you know, traffic sometimes can be a little bit of a pain, especially leaving at night. In fact, as I was on my way to do this podcast, it took me about 30 minutes to go 5 miles. But I have to say, getting back into the office, it's a little bit of an adjustment, just getting used to, you know, commuting and, you know, getting up and getting ready for the day. You know, working from home, I've been very spoiled. I wake up, I'm just wearing workout attire. I mean, if I have like a Zoom meeting or something, of course, I'm going to make sure I look super presentable. But if I don't have any meetings, I'm usually at home, no makeup on, hair up in a bun and just working away. Now, the biggest thing for me that I have to say that I really love about it is the fact that When I go to the office, I get there, I find myself to be incredibly productive for the 8 hours that I'm there. I don't leave for lunch. I usually grab a quick bite to eat sitting at my desk, but I get so much done and I leave for the day and then I enjoy the rest of the evening. I don't think about work. I don't open up my computer unless I have a big project that I'm working on. But when I'm working from home, I find that I never really stop working. I'm usually up pretty early. I turn on my computer and I will be continuously working until 10 o'clock at night. And I was starting to go through a little bit of a burnout. And I've been going to the office for about 3 weeks now. And I have to say, I love it. I love just getting up and being around people. It's nice to be social. And I'm enjoying it so far. It's, you know, it does get lonely sometimes working at home. And the only other thing that is a little bit hard for me are my dogs. You know, I have three dogs and my third dog, which was, you know, kind of a late addition to my little family and was not planned. You know, I got her in December. It's a lot with the dogs. They're so used to me being home all the time. So when I do have to leave and they're alone for, you know, 8 or 9 or even 10 hours, I feel incredibly bad because I know that they're waiting for me. And you know, it's hard when you want to get home to, you know, take care of them and get them fed. And obviously they have to be let out to use the restroom. But so far it's been great. My oldest dog is incredibly disciplined. He's a little bit strange. I've noticed this. He doesn't always wake up super hungry. And usually he doesn't eat until like 10 or 11 a.m. I always put food in his dish. I have one of those water dispensers, so they always have fresh water. But I've noticed that he will not eat or barely drink while I'm gone. And he never will have an accident in the house. He's so good about that. And I just feel so bad because I know he's been holding it by the time I get home. And he's usually just absolutely starving. My middle puppy, he's almost 2. So, you know, not really a puppy anymore. He sometimes has to go. So I leave a pad down for him. And then my littlest little girl who is 6 months old, she stays in a crate while I'm gone. I just can't have them all out. And, you know, her crate is huge. She's a very small dog. She's only about 8 pounds. And yeah, she does absolutely have to use her little pad sometimes. But other than that, it's been a really wonderful experience. And I've been kind of reaching out to a few people and just getting their feedback on working from home. And I would love to hear from any of you. If you are slowly going back into the office, if you have more of like a hybrid position, I would love to hear from you. And I'll be sharing this podcast in my stories a few times with some questions and polls, because it just kind of fascinates me. I have been noticing that at least 3 to 4 times a week on the news, they've been talking about how a lot of companies are really pushing to get people back into the office. And as crazy as it sounds, I'm all about that. I think it really does increase productivity. I do know a lot of people that work from home and they juggle other little side jobs that they're doing. And I know I'm probably going to get some hate for this, but I don't think that everyone is as productive when they're working from home. Again, not everybody, just some people. Well, last but not least, if you are living in the Tampa Bay area, you still have time for this weekend is the Tampa Bay Wine and Food Festival going on Curtis Hickson on Saturday. So when this episode airs, you'll still be able to get tickets. I will be there on Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it. They've had events going on each night this week. I haven't been able to go to any of them just because, you know, life is a little bit crazy right now. But I would love to see you guys there. This will be my first time going. I actually had to miss last year. I was traveling for work and then I had another, Italian festival in Ybor, which was annual. Last year, I did a podcast with two of the board members on the Italian festival. And this year, they're not really doing the same thing that they've been doing for the past several years. They're just doing kind of a bocce tournament on a Saturday. But anyway, I hope to see you guys there. I can't wait to share next week a little recap of this event. This is the second year they've done it. Robert Irvine, you know, Chef Robert Irvine is very involved with this. So I'm not sure if he will actually be at the event, but I will find out. And I can't wait to see all the different food sponsors and everything. So you guys can, I'll be sharing links on my Instagram at Tracy Forks Around Town where you can buy tickets. But you can just go ahead and type in Tampa Bay Wine and Food Fest. And if you guys have an opportunity, I highly recommend it. I know last year, everyone that did go, they said it was just incredibly hot, almost overbearing. But I think we're good for the weekend. It is, you know, supposed to be around 80, but the humidity doesn't look too bad. So can't wait to go. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. As always, feel free to email me, Tracy@ForkingAroundTown.com, or just send me a message on Instagram at TracyForksAroundTown. Love to hear your guys' feedback on, you know, topics you would like to have me speak about. And also, I want to hear your feedback about what your thoughts are from, you know, moving from working from home to transitioning back to the office. All right, guys, have a wonderful weekend. Eat something delicious and stay safe.